Hey, good morning, everybody. Amy and I are here, and Amy, you're here, aren't you? Cool, we're just talking. So
good morning,
you are. Anyway, you got a great topic today because I know you talk about the legacy of our lives and other people's lives. So what are we talking about today? So share with us. So I've got good questions.
It's
I know,
a little,
but anyway.
It's a still a spinoff from Good Morning, Everyone. I'm glad to be back. It's still a spinoff of Legacy of Truth with a twist. And also just, this past week, Bree, I've shared with you that I have a friend that I got a call from. He had gone in from testing, just hadn't, his food had started tasting like metal. He said, just no taste, just bleh. And, nevertheless, his family's got him in and went testing. Well, he was diagnosed with stage 4 colon and liver cancer.
Oh my goodness.
He's been a huge impact in the community. People that know him, everything that's being said about him as people find out the news is just complete positive, just truly a legacy of what he has lived. I mean, he's 67 years old, and you can even just go on a social media site and what you read, and it's amazing. I mean, he's done great within himself as an entrepreneur. He's done great as a philanthropist, just great as a friendship, great as a grandfather, father, you know. But his attitude is really something that I wanted to share with everyone, or, you know, maybe just it's a time for thinking of, you know, if you were to receive news that you only had 6 months to live, what is your reaction? Do you, you know, just stay at home and crawl in the shell and cry and just stress and worry? Or do you make that famous, what we all talk about since three, you brought up the movie about Morgan Freeman and, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
The bucket, you know, of making your bucket list and what's truly on that bucket list. And not that I think everyone's bucket list is, you know, needs to be activities. It's also interesting with my friend, his bucket list is actually just meeting up with people. And I just, I think that's interesting too, because I don't know if I would have thought, you know, it's like when I think of a bucket list, it's like, oh, I want to do this, or I want to go here, or, you know, how many times we put on our bucket list of, I'm going to make sure I'm going to go have happy hour with somebody, or, you know, make sure, hey, let's go to dinner, or just, hey, let's go sit and have a cup of coffee.
Wow.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on
on
if you were to get news and
you know, I was like Facebook is such a social media, you know, it lets everybody know everything. So I'm looking at this, I just looked down at Facebook, and I usually am not a big Facebook fan typically, but it says my loving husband is flying high. He went home at 8:15 PM tonight. I love you. Ron, birds fly high to see you, and I can't wait to see you again. Rest in peace and with love. I was like, what is my bucket list? I like what you said. I want to be living life to the fullest. You know, I was just talking to my dad, telling him about your topic today for the show. And, man, you know, what's my bucket list? To, you know, to love and to be loved and to do things I love to do and not worry so darn much, because I spend a lot of time worrying. I don't want to do that. I want to live like
beyond guilty.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
And I think that's
I
it. It's like, do we have to wait to get news to make our bucket list?
Yeah, no, you're right. We don't. And so I'm not going to do that. I was telling my dad, I go, I'm going to come and see you, you know, and I said, I think I'm going to come next month, right? And I'm trying to put this together, like to go on an African safari. That's quite a bit of money and time, but what is that? What does it matter? You know, if I'm enjoying myself with my sweetheart and, you know, and everything, I'm happy with my dog's home, but it doesn't matter. You know, so I don't know. You got to, like, and your friend there, and his name is really cool, but I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if you want anyone to know that. So,
respect his privacy as of now. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, visiting friends and doing what he loves, so he's not worried about dieting, right? So when you have news like you got a few months to live, like we did forever, he's like living life to the fullest, right? You know, he can eat and drink whatever he wants, not worried about what he gained. I mean,
That's just it. I mean, I think sometimes Which is also, that's what leads me to the, you brought up the social media and just legacy of truth. And these are two things. Like, when you receive bad news, I get that, you know, like even I'm guilty, my person, and you know, well, if you stop doing this or if you stop doing it, make all these life changes, you know, maybe you can prolong it. Is that really the answer sometimes
right.
too? You know, it's this, and, you know, and then yes, people are like, you know, the doctors, and I agree, you know, us as humans, we don't know the eternal, you know, time of when we leave our body. You know, we all can project or assume and think or worry, you know, and doctors, it's just of the facts that have been studied or whatnot of saying 6 months, a year. I mean, it could be one day, it could be a week. You know, just because they say 6 months doesn't mean you have 6 months. I mean, you could have six more years, you could have 6 days, you could have 6 hours. You know, and so it's like living in that truth of, it has really made me sit here and just be like, okay, stop and pause, which we've been doing. Which I've shared with you guys also, I've done that with my kids. We've had to stop and pause and just regroup and, you know, look at what is around us, and living in our truth is, what are we doing every day? Are we making time for those people, or, you know, are we making the changes that we need to make today so we don't have to worry about in 20 years we have to make these drastic life changes? Or can we start now making changes of that could prolong that when we're in our 60s or 70s, that we won't get that news? It'll prolong itself because we're living. I mean, Tari, like, you're always a reminder of go run, go do this. I am a believer in exercising. It is great dealing with depression. If you can get up and out of your house and moving, it's the number one key. You got to get up and move. You know, that's why I always say take a shower. It's an activity. It's something. It's good for your brain. The other part of that is that, yes, he went the minute he found his, got his news, a couple of days, he told a couple of close friends, and he told his family, and pretty much within less than a week that he had, he got his results back, he posted on social media, just straight out there, just, hey, got the news, doctor said I have 6 months, I'm going to celebrate my life, I'm not looking for anybody to take care of me. Just want to enjoy as I've always enjoyed my life the past several years, and I'm not changing anything. I'm not going through treatments. I mean, he was just truth. I mean,
I love that
true
about
honesty
him.
Of what he's going to do and what he's not going to do. And,
right,
you know, it also, you know, made me think also where everyone knows I have two teenagers and social media, that when we come across things, we read it of how it impacts us. You know, reading mm-hmm. something, and does it resonate with you to make any necessary changes? Which leads into, I have a situation where I just posted something, tagged my daughter and a couple of her friends, and another mom had made a comment, or not even a comment, it was just like a little thinking emoji. And, you know, and I get it, my daughter and, you know, her kids are friends, and I'm just sort of kind of like, is it, you're sitting here thinking that it applies to you, or are you sitting here thinking, what am I thinking? Or if they're, you know, or are you sitting here thinking like, ooh, well, what does this mean? You know, is there somebody in my life that this is directed to? And how interesting that it made me think of all those things. And yet how we can read one thing and we sit here and go, oh, is it talking about us? I mean, I see so many memes like, you know, if you think this is about you, then so be it. If I post things on social media just because I post it doesn't mean I'm living it, which is true. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of sharing it, going, man, this is just a great read for someone else to read. Maybe it'll resonate with them. And a lot of times I come across things on Facebook that remind me of how far I've come, you know, of like I'll read something. I'll be like, man, I was that woman 5 years ago. And reminded me that I am still important. Or how do you feel about it? Things that you like what you said, come across social media.
Social media. I'm not a big Facebook fan. I'm more of a Instagram person, but
Instagram.
It all works. I mean, I look at, I mean, you know, I see things and I'll post it. The other day I saw someone and this is really, I looked at it and this, there's two kids here, two girls, not two girls, a girl and a guy. And I know this cause it's actually in my family, a distant part of my family, but the kid was born, and he was the firstborn, and they, because his dad and the parents of the dad of the father, he came out of the womb, and everybody was being all, look at his, that other side of the family. They're this, they're that, they're not good. His dad does drugs, his dad does whatever. And so this kid grew up with this legacy, as you're a big one. And so, you know, he's gotten into some trouble, but he's always been criticized because of the other part of the family. And then the sister, his sister, came from a different dad, and his mom divorced, obviously. And she's, they've always praised her. And so I saw these two together, and I was like, wow. And so I said, you both look great. And I looked at the kid, the elder son. I said, you know what? You got a beautiful smile and beautiful eyes. And I have never heard anyone put him up or say something kind to him, right? And he was, you're a product of your environment. And I was like, you know what? And I said, they both look great. But that kid needed to be put up on a pedestal a little bit. And so I thought to myself, maybe, instead of thinking he is the worst because of his family on the other side of the family, the dad's side, maybe he'll believe in himself a little bit. I hope so. And,
right.
You know, so you in social media, it's very passive aggressive. But you know what? We have an opportunity to make a difference with, like, complimenting someone to build them up, not to give them fake compliments, but like you said, make them think, make me think, you know, make yourself think, right? You know, and I think that's important. And do what you do and always keep moving. That's what my dad always told me. Always keep moving.
Right.
And sometimes it's about taking a shower, or sometimes it's about going hiking. Or like you went on some amazing stuff when you were in New Zealand. And sometimes it's moving there. But just keep moving and loving and doing. What's your thoughts?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. And, I mean, I agree 100%. And like I have shared with you guys, of things that, like, when we go through changes, and Tree, you've helped me a lot. And it's really hard to look at within yourself and, or to know that you're going to be alone, of sitting here going, okay, you know what? I used to do this. I don't want to do this anymore. It's not at my best and highest good. Or, you know, sitting here gossiping about a room of moms, or, you know, having a bunch of kids at the house. It's a lot of responsibility. I've gone through a lot of different changes, and it's like little mini depressions, I feel like. And then I've gotten sick, where I just feel like sometimes that is how the universe wants us to transform. And are we, like,
right,
what I was saying earlier, what are the changes that we're willing to make today or accept or to truly, at, you know, 50, 40 years from now, that we sit back and say, this is a part of our legacy that we're leaving, that truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. That's a good point, by the way.
I mean, that,
what are we leaving
as
our truth?
Right. What are we doing and really owning our truth? I came across a meme the other day, and it was about boundaries, even at that. And let me see if I can find it, because I was like, I think I took a screenshot of it. And the moment you put a stop to people taking advantage of you and disrespecting you is when they define you as a difficult, selfish, or crazy. Manipulators hate boundaries. And like
that's,
I said, it's
sure.
Like, yeah, you know, and I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. You know, it's like a two-part gig. Like, it makes you sit here and go, am I that? Okay, no, I'm not doing that. You know, is there anybody in my life that I'm doing this to? And then yet it's also this realization of there have been people in our lives that we thought were true, genuine, but they had a different agenda. And they walk out of our lives, and it's hard. Or it's just like, okay, that's as far as I was supposed to go. Like, I've been talking to my daughter, you know, it's huge in a lot of self-help books of when people leave your life, you know, we sit here and go, oh, we're not friends anymore. Oh, you know what? That person wasn't good for you anyway. And it's good that they left you, and da, 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 da. You know, you go into this whole defense thing of why they left you. Here recently, I'm starting to figure out, going, maybe it's not so much that they left you. Maybe, you know, like God, the universe, your angels, you're being removed because that's as far as your journey goes. Where they're going now, you can't go with them. And it's like that mindset, like living in your truth of, okay, I know I was a good person and now they've just stormed out of my life and I don't need to sit here and say, oh, good riddance or whatever. It's like, how do you find that positive or stay within that realm of, okay, no, just where they're going, I'm not going. And this is the end of the road for me. This is as much as where God needed me, or, you know, my angel said, I need you to help this person be here for these next 6 months. And now we didn't know this person's going to be gone in 6 months, and I can sit here and be down and out and depressed, or I can sit here and go, that was it. That was my time, 6 months, you know, to rehab.
That was
you
what
for,
you were supposed to do.
Right. And I've known you for 5-6 years, you know, so it's like, okay, our time, there's still something that I'm to learn from you or teach you. You know, it's like we've always said, you know, we're either teaching or learning from each other in the world. You know, it should be. It's like why this, the theme of legacy, of living in your truth. And I know we talked on it on a show before of just even people who pass this at the grocery store. You know, are you being honest? Are you trying to take from the grocery store? Are you paying your bills? Or, you know, who you walk across and those that are crossing your path, everyone's watching each other. And are you living in your truth? Are you being honest? Are you being who you're supposed to be that day?
Right? Are you doing your bucket bliss when everyone's looking and when no one is looking, right? That's
right.
So true, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
yes.
You know,
exactly.
Like, so,
right,
you know,
exactly. And, you know,
safari,
and yes.
I'm going to do it, you know.
Right,
so,
and when
I
people
guess,
leave,
yeah.
Does it have to, yeah, when someone leaves your life, and I'm not saying I've always done this, that I, you know, I've been there, and that's where I just feel like as I get older, it's like here comes the wisdom that always says, like, man, if I would have known what I know now 20 years ago, how life would, you know, be so much more enjoyable and simple. And I think that's part of it, of when you can just let go of people and understand that that's as far as you were supposed to go, and maybe there's nothing more that you can do. What you were needed to help in that task, you know, to put that car together, if you're like in an assembly line, that's it. That was the last bolt. The car is done, complete, on to the next project, whatever project it may be. Maybe it's no longer building cars anymore, you know, and that's where
that's
your expertise ends. And I think that for a lot of us,
this.
That's hard.
Yeah, I agree with you. So sometimes situations and people are here for a reason, season, or a lifetime, right? So I get that. Can I tell you something? Have you ever had a regret? Oh, I should have been able to be with him or marry him. I mean, and then you look back 10 years or maybe a year, it doesn't really matter about time, and you're sitting there going, thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you, Jeshua. That's what I call Jesus. Thank you, whoever, Buddha. Thank you, higher part of me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so glad I didn't marry him or her, you know, because, you know, whatever. Because if you'd have married that person, you'd have been one miserable person. You love to travel, right? I mean, you really do have a travel bug. I think you have it more than I've ever seen anyone have it. And, you know, could you imagine some of the guys that if you'd have married him?
I think I was a gypsy. I think it was a gypsy in a previous life.
I hear you. But could you imagine, man, like, he doesn't like to travel. He doesn't think you can do that. And could you imagine if you had settled down?
Yeah, I don't have to imagine.
Okay.
I've been exactly who you described. Of, I mean, just 4 years ago, you know, gosh, 20 years ago, I look back. I can even probably say that I've been in a relationship where I knew it wasn't going, and then yet when it ended, I acted like it was going to be forever. Like, that was supposed to be my forever, when I've had friends like you sit here and go, okay, 6 months ago you said this was not your forever, but you were just enjoying the company, and it was nice, and so I've even been that crazy girl.
Okay.
But I mean, I've been where I've been going, okay, before this ended, I knew this wasn't going to be a forever thing. And, you know, it's just, I think that's just it. It's just like, but then when it happens, you're just so sad to let it go. You don't want to let it go, because it's just, that's where I feel like we get into not our truth. And I'm still learning that, of just settling for the comfort of having someone in your life or something in your life that just, it just feels good in the moment, or it's just filling a void, but you're not working on yourself. You're not doing what it takes to, you know, fill that hole in where then you can pour the concrete and there's not going to be any cracks, because, you know, it's healed or it's put to bed, or, you know, you've made peace with it. you know, versus burying something and it's still going to grow underground. Like you see so many plants, it's like it's still, and then all of a sudden it'll make a crack because it's going to come back.
That's how I look at it sometimes. Well, I'm going to go with you on that too as well. I agree with you. So, you know, I look back at a relationship that I had when I was in school, college, university, whatever. And I was like, oh, and I was devastated when we broke up, and just devastated. But I look back now and I was like, oh my goodness, the person that I am today, because things in relationships, I really, for the most part, I've been happy with or without a relationship. But the relationship that I'm in today is one that really feeds my soul and I feed his soul. But I think about the other ones that I've tried to make work. I was like, forget it. It's not supposed to work. And when you just trust so hard, and I looked at my daughter, I go, I do not want to leave that legacy to her. And I know you don't either with your own children, right? So you figure out what works and what doesn't, and you be the best version of yourself by yourself first. And then I feel like that you can be the best version with somebody else when you learn how to be yourself, the best version of you. The best version of you, you know, see that, and you track that guy of your dreams. Do you believe that, right? You can, right?
I do. And, I really do.
Yeah.
And
for
that's
you,
true.
I mean, you've got to have somebody who travels and enjoys it like you do. Amy, if you don't, you're going to, I mean, you have to clip your travel wings. You're not going to do it. I mean, you're just not going
right.
to do it. And I know that.
No, and I think there's, like, a lot of importance. I remember also, I don't know if you remember, Tariq, I think it was like when we first met, just that topic of having to, I remember like when I had to finally like buy a $5 magazine, and it was so hard for me coming out of a divorce and learning self-care, you know, because it was like single mom, two kids. It was, you know, that and buying a banana split. Those are like the two biggest splurges I still recall to this day that were like, okay, I don't have the money for this, but I'm going to do it and just believe that I was, you know, it would be replenished down the road, you know, because it was just like, oh my God, I'm taken away from the kids and I got bills and this. And my other big task I remember is I became single and really down and out, because it's like I dated and it just wasn't going well. And I just finally had to stop and learn how to be by myself. And it was like going out to eat. And it's also interesting still today. I have a lot of friends saying, oh, gosh, no, I could never go out to eat by myself. Like, they'll go and get takeout and go home and eat. But to sit in a restaurant at, you know, just like an on the border or something, not so much a drive through, but just a walk in a restaurant and just have lunch. And a lot of people can't do that either. And I think one of the things, like you talk about traveling, that when I started traveling by myself, it really made me have to rely on myself, believe in myself, trust other people. And I think that's been part of the journey, or maybe my connection with traveling, and that there's been some healing about trusting, that I've had to go into the world and I put myself out there to believe in complete strangers. And it was in complete strangers and people around the world in different cultures that were showing me just instant love and care and trust. And I needed that.
Oh,
and
I like that. Yeah.
It's something that it's a gift that I will always cherish traveling. Not to bash my family or friends. It was just in the world that I was in, there was so much pain and hurt. And there is still some. Some of it I've healed. Some of it I've walked away from. Some of it I've just made peace with. But I can say that is the most precious gift I ever get from traveling. It's like I truly feel connected to the world, and perfect strangers have made me feel more at home and safe. I've traveled to Puerto Rico several times, Tariq, and I know that you know, when I traveled last year, you were always checking on me and things like that, but I love Puerto Rico. It's one of my favorite places, and it's a place that I will travel as a single woman and never think twice. The people there are just so amazing, friendly, genuine. I've, you know, gone out
and experienced the
nightlife and never – still even talking about this day, I'm sitting here thinking, I don't ever remember sitting here thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be in danger. I'm going to get kidnapped. I'm going to da-da-da-da-da, you know. And that is a gift that I've gotten from traveling. That is a gift I've gotten from in other cultures and people, that I've been able to trust that when it was broken inside of me.
I love that. Yeah. I love Puerto
it.
Rico.
I
think
probably my biggest connection of traveling. I think every time I travel, I feel a little part of that. Yeah. So it is
that.
You know, so traveling, it's learning how to be alone. And, you know, and it truly is, you know, just if you can be by yourself, and Tari, there's a lot of questions, like a lot of times if I read something or someone says something to me or I'm out and about and something happened to me and I get pissed off or I'm just mad or I'm upset, two questions that you have taught me or you have, you know, made me think about it, where it's, you know, where is this coming from and why are you feeling the way you're feeling? And those are two things that I can put myself in check before I go and lash out at somebody of, you know, you said this and I can't believe you said this or da 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 da. It's just like, okay, this person said this and why is it hurting me so much or why is it bothering me so much? And sometimes, most of the times, it's I'm having to face there's a truth in it. You know, if I'm being selfish or I'm not being understanding or I'm being closed-minded even, I wouldn't say that I'm just being mean or ugly, but I think sometimes that in my own pain or in our own pain that we don't want to hear the things because it's also the very thing that protects us. So in hearing that I'm being stubborn, my kids have said, you know, you never listen. You just scream at us and then you don't want us to scream, but you scream at us and you're just like, okay. And then when they scream at me, I'm like, why are you screaming at me? You know, it's hurtful because it is a reflection of the changes I want to make. And yet someone has, you know, the courage to stand up to me. And that's where I'm like, wow, I need to change this within me. And I can't get mad at that person. So it's even like social media. If I read an article, reading something, you know, like, this article that I talked about earlier, it's just, you know, about being, don't let anybody tell you that you're high maintenance. Maybe they're just low effort. And I just feel like, you know, there's some truth in that. But I think if someone were to get offended, or I think if someone thinks, oh, you must be talking about me, then I think that's a little like much. But if you think I'm talking about you when I'm just sharing, because it resonated with me of, wow, how many times that I've been called, oh, you're so high maintenance. You'll never have a man. You'll always be single because you can't. Da 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 da. I'm like, no. If I can provide for myself, you know, I can go get my nails done. I'm looking for anybody to pay my bills. Then why should I want anything less than what I'm providing for myself? Yeah, that's low effort. Don't put an effort to, you know, match me.
No, I get you, and I am hearing you really loud and clear, and you're right about that. I told someone the other day, I said, I told him, I said, listen, because, you know, I do the coaching that I do, and I said, why expect more from someone else than you do yourself, okay? And we were laughing a little bit about it, and then I said, you know what, you know, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, right? So if you want the best relationship that you can be, are you the best yourself? And that takes work. That takes concentration every day. So we wake up in the morning, and we want a. We say, okay, today, like today, I'm going to take care of taking care of yourself. You eat a carrot in the morning, for instance, to get good nutrition, for instance, okay, or a shake, a protein shake, and then you eat chocolate, ice cream, and cake. And everything for the next two meals. It's not the way it is. If you want the love that you're looking for, you got to love yourself, and you got to take care of yourself. It's like that. And if you do it 30 seconds a day or one meal a day, it's like eating poorly the rest of the day. It doesn't work. And the relationships that I've seen that are amazing and magical, that they do it. They keep that in the forefront of their mind, taking care of themselves. Taking care of the we a part of them, and then or the person that they're with, taking care of himself, herself, and then the we. It's the Holy Trinity. It really is. And you know God, and that's just the way it is. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I've really, really been embracing that, you know, with my own relationship, because it has been challenging to live with somebody when you hadn't lived with somebody in 100 years, and I'm only 20. Just kidding. So, but yeah. You know, mm-hmm. but what a great legacy to have and live and be and all that. So you're getting it. I'm getting it. We all are. So anyway,
legacy of truth. Are you living in your truth? And what is on your bucket list today? That's sort of kind of like what
exactly.
I would like to end and lead us into the weekend. And what are you doing this weekend? Whether it's with yourself, your family,
your
friends,
dad,
with your pets. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your dad, because it's Father's
Day. And it is. It's
right?
Like, exactly, with your family, your father,
right.
or even just honoring, you
Somebody
know, for me that I'm divorced, and, you know, it wasn't the prettiest divorce, but over time, we are amicable, and I would never take away, and I don't think I ever did take away that he's a good man, he's a good father. And
right.
You talk about the universe.
And sometimes,
you know, maybe we weren't meant to be married forever. But he was meant to be the father of my kids.
Women,
I know that.
Some women are fathers and moms. Some dads are moms and dads. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, some parents have dual roles. And that's okay, too. That's good. So it's Father's Day, but most of all, it's a happy Parent Day. Why don't we say it like that? So anyway.
Exactly.
Great show, by the
yes.
way. Thank you. Great topic. And
thank you.
We'll see you next Thursday. All right, everybody. Take care. Bye now.
Have a great weekend.
Take
a shower. Eat your vegetables.
Eat your vegetables. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.